This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Weight Management Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Sylvia Runkle, the hypnotist, coach, and trainer who helps you move from where you are now to more than you dreamed. Sylvia, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I understand you have a book soon to be published called Breaking Diet Plateaus. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, and I will be publishing that on the Kindle platform as a Kindle e-reader book. I'd hoped to have that submitted this past weekend, but with some computer problems and some other things, it's going to be a little longer before it gets published. The book identifies and explains several different types of diet plateaus that I have identified. We discuss what those are about, and we talk about, then we get about what the issues are, what the weight is doing for you, what the benefits or secondary gain of the weight is, and different kinds of those that come up. And then I present some techniques to actually assist in the change process. And I include a hypnosis script that the reader can record and listen to. And I am going to also record this and make it available as a free download on my website, which is www.sylviarunkle.com.
Very good. Now, what are three of the plateaus you have identified?
Okay, three of those. First of all, there's the normal physiological plateau. Anybody that's losing weight will encounter that. It might be 2 or 3 weeks when the scales don't change. Often people lose inches at the same time, and that one's just mainly a matter of understanding and patience. And then the others are more psychological plateaus. The one I identified that I call the I always get stuck here plateau. If you've known any people that have been losing weight, you've probably heard someone say, I always get stuck here. They often quit at that point because they can't seem to get past it. Now, if I'm going to be working with that individual, the first question I'm going to ask them is, what was going on in your life the last time you weighed less than that? And there's often something there. Sometimes it's a big issue they need to deal with, and sometimes it's something that just doesn't matter anymore. Yet that part of them they gave a job to do to protect them from the feeling or whatever is still diligently doing its job. And another one I spend quite a bit of time on, which I think is a real important one, is what I call the I can't diet because I'm sick plateau. And basically how you get to this one is if you're forcing a diet, and some people are very determined and can do that, and can, even though issues come up, they stick with that diet, and the part of them that is protecting them from some reason, that's using the weight to protect them, knows how to call in the part of them that knows how to make them sick. And then, of course, once they switch over to the I can't diet because I'm sick plateau, well, we all know that you have to eat healthy to get well, so you just can't stick with the diet at that time. So those are three of the eight that I identify in the book.
Well, you speak of the benefits of staying overweight. Tell us what you mean by that.
Okay, and I mentioned the term secondary gain. That's a term sometimes used. But I worked with an attractive but petite high school principal, and we discovered that she was using the extra 40 pounds as a way of literally throwing her weight around. As this tiny, pretty woman, she did not feel like she really had the authority to be in charge in that way, when that extra 40 pounds seemed to give her that extra weight to throw around. And so it was the part of her that protects her isn't going to let her lose that weight until she finds another way to get the same results. So we worked on developing an internal sense of authority. And that's a very similar thing I have found in women who work as prison guards. There's two things going on there. There's a sense of authority, and there's a sense of not appearing overly sexual. And the also women who are working in a man's world, in a man's work environment. For example, I worked with a woman who worked with a road crew. And that extra 40 pounds gave her that extra bulk to compete with the men in her environment. And and there was also a singer who was she was a stage singer, and she would found that she was unconsciously using that weight as stage presence. And then in the book I get into some of the much more serious psychological issues that go on. Like I said before, if you continue to force a diet over that part that protects you with weight, it knows how to call into that part of you that knows how to make you sick. John Harrison wrote a book back in 1984 called Love Your Disease, It's Keeping You Healthy. You could also say Love Your Fat, It's Keeping You Healthy. And so it's a matter of recognizing the part and appreciating the part of you and finding other ways to meet those needs so that you're able to lose the weight and still get the things that you need in your life.
Today we're speaking with Sylvia Runkle, the hypnotist, coach, and trainer who helps you move from where you are now to more than you dreamed, here on eHealth Radio's Weight Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Sylvia, the subtitle of your book is Changing the Patterns That Sabotage Weight Loss. How does a person change these patterns?
Well, I do provide, as I mentioned, a change process in the book, including a hypnosis script that they can record and listen to. I will be putting a recording of that on my website that will be a free download. And I actually have a success hypnosis there on the website now, which you can also use to focus on success in weight loss. But I highly recommend, especially if there's some of the deeper psychological issues going on, I highly recommend getting some professional help from a therapist or preferably a hypnotherapist who does regular work with weight loss. Now, I've worked with weight loss with thousands of people for a number of years. I do long-distance hypnosis. I can work with people anywhere in the world as long as they understand English. And, for example, I had a client in Tokyo who lost 99 pounds. You need to start with an appreciation of that part of you that's protecting you with the weight. If I ask you to go in and talk to that part, and you go in and say, "You dirty scumbag," that part's not going to be very cooperative. So it's a matter of showing appreciation to that part, realizing what it is doing something for you, and now finding a way for it to meet its needs for you with an updated job description. Usually these parts are just delighted to have a new job description, but you don't want to just get rid of them. They have a wonderful energy. They're very persistent, and if you use them to work for you and for what you need, who you are today, then you're going to have a lot more internal support. Basically, you know, working with parts of yourself to get yourself, instead of fighting against each other, get all parts working together in one direction.
What are the positive skills a person needs to stay at a healthy weight?
I would say, first of all, self-love, self-confidence, the healthy expression of emotions. You're also going to need motivation, discipline, and strong positive beliefs. But to be able to have the motivation and discipline and strong positive beliefs, you first have to get the self-love, self-confidence, and the healthy expression of emotions. When I work with weight loss, the first session is devoted to healthy eating, but the second session, I'm working with self-confidence, self-esteem, and self-love, and that makes all the rest of it easier.
Where can our listeners get more information and also to be in contact with you online to consider your services and your ebook that's going to be coming out soon?
Okay, my website is www.sylviarunkle.com. My phone number is 309-716-2111 or 2111.
Finally, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion, aligning with what we've been talking about today?
Practice self-love. Stay in the now. Learn healthy expression of emotion. And by staying in the now, I mean all those feelings that come up that end up causing us to bury them with weight, those are by either things in the past that we're still dragging around or things we're worrying about in the future. So if you just come into the now, just take your attention out of your head and put it into your body, because all those thoughts are coming from your head, creating the emotions. If you just put your thought, just send your consciousness directly into your body in that moment, this is who I am and where I am right now, you can step out of those emotions and get into a really nice state. So those are the three things: practice self-love, stay in the now, and learn the healthy expressions of emotion.
We've been talking with Sylvia Runkle, the hypnotist, coach, and trainer who helps you move from where you are now to more than you've dreamed. And the website of reference, once again, is sylviarunkle.com. Sylvia, thanks so much for being with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Weight Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.